Okay, let's get started with the mini story lesson for the Hitch introduction. Here we go. Once there was a shy guy named Nick. He loved a beautiful girl named Stephanie. He wanted to sweep Stephanie off her feet, but he was too shy. One day, he finally asked her for a date. He said, you wanna go to dinner with me? She laughed nervously and said, I'm really into my job right now. I'm sorry. I just need some space. Oh, Nick's feelings were hurt. He knew Stephanie didn't like him, but he said to himself, I ain't gonna take no for an answer. I'm gonna show her I'm a great guy. I'm gonna open her eyes. So, Nick bought 500 roses for Stephanie and told her, I love you. Stephanie was shocked and a little scared. Then, Nick started to follow her everywhere. Stephanie became more worried. Finally, Nick broke into her apartment. When Stephanie came home, she said, Enough! This is where the police come in. Then she called the police. Now Nick is in jail, and Stephanie finally has some space. All right, let's go back to the beginning. Once, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, but in the past, once there was a shy guy named Nick. He loved a beautiful girl named Stephanie. He wanted to sweep Stephanie off her feet, but he was too shy. Did he want Stephanie to fall in love with him? Yes, that's right. He wanted Stephanie to fall in love with him. He wanted to sweep Stephanie off her feet. Did he want to be very, very romantic and surprise her and impress her? Yes, that's exactly right. He wanted to sweep her off her feet. He wanted to impress her and surprise her with romance, with love. He wanted to sweep her off her feet. Did he want to sweep his sister off her feet? Well, no, of course not. Yeah, that's a romantic meaning, sweep off your feet. It's romantic. He did not want to sweep his sister off her feet. Did he want to sweep a girl named Angelina off her feet? No, he did not want to sweep a girl named Angelina off her feet. Did he want to sweep a girl named Stephanie off her feet or a girl named Julia off her feet? Well, he wanted to sweep a girl named Stephanie off her feet. Was he able to sweep Stephanie off her feet? Could he do it? Well, no, he could not. Unfortunately, he was too shy. So he could not sweep Stephanie off her feet. She didn't fall in love with him. But one day, he did ask her for a date. He said, you want to go to dinner with me? Did he ask her if she wanted to go to dinner? Yes, he did. That's exactly what he said. He said, do you want to go to dinner with me? Did he ask Julia, do you want to go to dinner with me? No, he didn't ask Julia, do you want to go to dinner with me? Did he ask his best friend, do you want to go to dinner with me? No, he did not ask his best friend, do you want to go to dinner with me? Did he ask a friend or a girl, do you want to go to dinner with me? Well, of course, he asked a girl, do you want to go to dinner with me? Which girl did he ask? Well, he asked Stephanie, do you want to go to dinner with me? Did Stephanie want to go to dinner with him? Well, no, she didn't want to. She laughed nervously, and she said, I'm really into my job right now. Was Stephanie really into her school right now? No. She wasn't really into her school. Was she really into her family? No, she wasn't really into her family. Was she really into exercise? Really love exercise, really focused on exercise, really concentrating on exercise? No, not on exercise. What was she really into? Well, she said, I'm really into my job right now. Is she really focused on her career? Was she really focused on her career? Yeah, that's right. She was really focused on her career. Was she truthfully, was she telling the truth that she was really into her job? Well, we don't know, but maybe not. Maybe she was lying. Maybe she was lying. Maybe she's not really into her job. Maybe she wasn't really into her job. But anyway, she said, I'm really into my job right now. I'm sorry. I just need some space. Did she tell Nick that she needed time alone? Yeah, that's right. She wants some time, independent time, time alone. She said, I just need some space. Did she just need some space from her friends? Well, we don't know, but I think not. Maybe not. Did she just need some space from her parents? Well, again, probably not. Who did she need space from? Well, she needs space from Nick. She told Nick, I just need some space. She just wants to be away from Nick, right? She needs space from Nick. How did Nick feel about this? Well, Nick's feelings were hurt. Were Nick's arms hurt? No, not his arms. His arms weren't hurt. Was his head hurt? No, his head was not hurt. Was he very sad? Yes, that's correct. Nick was very sad. Nick's feelings were hurt. Was Nick upset? Right, very upset. Yeah, that's right. Nick was very upset. Nick's feelings were hurt. Who hurt Nick's feelings? Well, Stephanie hurt Nick's feelings. Were Nick's feelings hurt by Stephanie? Yeah, same question, right? Just a little different. Yes, that's right. Nick's feelings were hurt by Stephanie. Why were Nick's feelings hurt? Well, because he knew Stephanie didn't like him. But he didn't give up. He said to himself, I ain't gonna take no for an answer. Was he going to take no for an answer? No. He was not going to take no for an answer. He said, I ain't, right? I am not going to take no for an answer. I ain't gonna. I am not going to take no for an answer. Would Nick accept this answer from Stephanie? No. He would not accept no. He would not accept this answer. He refused. He said, no, I will not accept this. I ain't gonna take no for an answer. Would he take yes for an answer? Well, yeah, of course. He said, I ain't gonna take no for an answer, but he certainly would take yes for an answer. He would love for her to say yes. He just said, I ain't gonna take no for an answer. I will not. I am not. He said, I'm going to show her I am a great guy. I'm gonna open her eyes. Was Nick going to open her ears? No, he's not gonna open her ears. Is he gonna open her eyes? Yes, of course, he's gonna open her eyes. Was Nick going to make her realize he was great? Yes, that's exactly what that means. He was going to make her realize, make her understand that he is a great guy. He said, I'm gonna open her eyes. I'm gonna make her understand how great I am. I'm gonna open her eyes. Whose eyes was he going to open? Well, he was going to open Stephanie's eyes. Was he going to open every girl's eyes? No, not every girl. He was only going to open Stephanie's eyes. He said, I'm gonna open her eyes. I'm gonna open Stephanie's eyes. I'm gonna make Stephanie realize I'm great. What did he do? How did he try to open her eyes? Well, he bought 500 roses for Stephanie, and he told her, I love you. Stephanie was shocked and a little scared. Then, even worse, then Nick started to follow her everywhere. Stephanie became more worried. Finally, Nick broke into her apartment. He came into her apartment secretly. When Stephanie came home, she saw him. She was surprised. She was scared. She said, enough! This is where the police come in. Did she decide, wow, it's time to call the police? Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. She decided, this is where the police come in. This is where the police should begin. This is where I should call the police, or when I should call the police. This is where the police come in. It means time to call the police, time for the police to start doing their work. Did she say, this is where the fire department comes in? Oh, no, no, she didn't want the fire department to help. Who did she want to help? Well, she said, this is where the police come in. She wanted the police to help. She said, this is where the police come in, and then she called the police. Now Nick is in jail. He's in prison. And Stephanie finally has some space. Is Stephanie finally alone? Yes, that's right. Stephanie is finally alone. She's finally separate from Nick, alone from Nick. She finally has some space. Does Stephanie finally have space from Nick? Yes, that is correct. Why does Stephanie have some space from Nick? Well, she has space from Nick because Nick is in jail. Nick is in prison. So finally, Stephanie has some space. Alrighty, back to the beginning. This time, I will tell the story after key phrases, after important phrases with new vocabulary, with new idioms. I will pause. Please repeat. Repeat my pronunciation, not just the words. Copy my pronunciation. Here we go. Let's start. Once there was a shy guy named Nick. He loved a beautiful girl named Stephanie. He wanted to sweep Stephanie off her feet. Good. He wanted to sweep Stephanie off her feet. Good. But he was too shy. One day, he finally asked her for a date. He said, you want to go to dinner with me? Good. You want to go to dinner with me? Okay. She laughed nervously and said, I'm really into my job right now. Good. I'm really into my job right now. Okay, very good. Then she said, I'm sorry. I just need some space. Good. I just need some space. Okay. Nick's feelings were hurt. Good. Nick's feelings were hurt. Okay. He knew Stephanie didn't like him, but he said to himself, I ain't gonna take no for an answer. Good. I ain't gonna take no for an answer. Good. I'm going to show her I'm a great guy. I'm gonna open her eyes. Very good. I'm gonna open her eyes. Okay, so Nick bought 500 roses for Stephanie and told her, I love you. Stephanie was shocked and a little scared. Then Nick started to follow her everywhere. Stephanie became more worried. Finally, Nick broke into her apartment. When Stephanie came home, she said, enough! This is where the police come in. Okay, Very good. This is where the police come in. Good. Then she called the police. Now Nick is in jail, and Stephanie finally has some space. Good. And Stephanie finally has some space. All right, that's all. Very good. Now please pause your iPod, pause your computer, and try to tell all of the story, everything, yourself. Just use the key phrases, right? Sweep Stephanie off her feet, really into my job right now. I just need some space. Nick's feelings were hurt. I ain't gonna take no for an answer. I'm gonna open her eyes. This is where the police come in. Stephanie finally has some space. Use those key phrases in your story. You don't need to memorize every word. Just try to use the new phrases correctly. And remember, this story is about the past. Alrighty, good. After you finish this, after you can remember and tell the story, go to the next lesson, the mini story point of view lesson. See you next time. Bye-bye.